entrepreneurship,
part of the community, the next idea.
We are the key to our own recovery.
The Next Idea is always searching for the newest ideas to boost innovation in Michigan. One such idea focuses on women who've achieved a level of success as entrepreneurs and business owners, giving a helping hand up that ladder to other women. And that's the mission of the Michigan Women's Foundation. Carolyn Kasson is the president and CEO. Carolyn, good to have you on The Next Idea.
Thank you so much.
Studies certainly have shown there are pretty blatant biases at play in the startup world, Carolyn, which means women and minority entrepreneurs often face more obstacles, especially attracting investment dollars. And I think we know why on moral and fairness grounds this needs to be addressed. But what's the business case?
You know, it's very interesting that women start 50% of the businesses in Michigan, and actually that number holds pretty true throughout the United States. Some differences, but by and large, almost half of the businesses are started by women. The interesting thing is that they start them with far less capital. Once they get going, they make less money, and women-owned businesses just have not had the kind of support to grow and prosper and expand that men's businesses have. And they actually end up with about 5% of the venture capital, investment dollars, loan dollars that a very same business that a man is starting in the same field.
So a woman starting up really faces, issues that are much less of a concern to the male counterpart.
Well, they do. And it seems as if, the old boys network just works better than the old girls network works, because basically they can go into a bank with the same numbers, and they can go into a venture capitalist or an angel investor, and they can convince them to bet on them in a way that women have not been able to. That's the thing that we're trying to address.
Now, the Michigan Women's Foundation, along with other partners, is hosting a business plan and a pitch competition for women entrepreneurs in Southeast Michigan. It's tomorrow at Walsh College in Troy. And then there's another competition for West Michigan women a week later at Grand Valley State. So what's at stake for these finalists in the pitch competition?
Well, at stake is about $100,000 of actual cash prizes and the support of this network of women who are very successful, who support the Michigan Women's Foundation, and who really want to make sure that women succeed. This is the paradigm that we're trying to shift.
Now, this is the fourth year you've done this. I'm wondering, Carolyn, what have you learned over these years of putting on these competitions?
Well, we've learned that it's not all about money, that you can be a great pitcher at least one of these plan and pitch competitions, but it really is all about the support that you surround yourself with. It's about do you have access to the networks of help and support and contacts that you need to grow your business.
And I'm curious, have you seen participation increase over the years?
It's phenomenal. We started at this 4 years ago, where we decided that we would just test this idea out. And let's see if any women entrepreneurs would show up at an educational day-long program 4 years ago for women entrepreneurs. Is there really any interest in this? We thought if we got 50 women to come to this conference, we would have something we could work with. 250 women showed up. And every year so far, 250 women show up, and it is sold out because that's all that Walsh can handle in their venue. It's just been amazing that how much interest there is in women-specific business advice and business education.
What does this tell you?
It tells me that there is a very strong and burgeoning ecosystem that women really want to be involved in here in Southeast Michigan. There are women all over this state with good ideas, and they just need help and support from their women colleagues to get their business up and running. They need somebody that they can talk to. They need a little bit of accounting and legal advice. They need some marketing advice. and they need a network of women that they can go to help them sell and articulate what it is about their product that makes it stand out.
And in your essay for The Next Idea, Carolyn Kasson, you argue that in addition to more funding opportunities, women do need what you talk about, this helping hand and building better business networks, which is why the Michigan Women's Foundation is getting ready to launch something called the New Girls Network. I take it that's the flip side of the Old Boys Network?
It is. It is. It's a network that kind of turns the old adage that women don't help women. That there's really only one seat at the table for a woman, and, you know, it's not going to be yours, is kind of how it ends up it's playing itself out. And what we've learned is the exact opposite is true. Women want to help other women. They just needed kind of a vehicle to do it. They just needed a way that they could learn about what's needed. They needed a trusted organization like the Michigan Women's Foundation to kind of connect them and kind of vet some of these ideas. And some of these entrepreneurs, they also need a different way of volunteering. You know, gone are the days where we all have 2 hours on Friday afternoon to volunteer for a project. You know, I might have 2 minutes on the way to my next meeting to make a phone call, introduce somebody, and make sure that this woman has the connection that she needs. So the New Girls Network is all about this new idea that you like to promote. It's a new way of helping each other. It's a new way of connecting women to other women. It's a new way of putting our databases, used to be our Rolodexes, now it's our databases, at your disposal. If you need something, I'm going to help you find it, get it, or I know somebody who can help you find it or get it.
So how could people access that, the New Girls Network, either to get help or to offer to help?
All they have to do is go to our website, and there's a link on there that they can volunteer for the New Girls Network, and then we'll have them fill out some information for our database, what they can do, what kind of time frame they have, and 2 minutes a week is enough. If that's all, if that's all they can do, I'll answer an email. You know, that's okay too. And then we'll match them with our entrepreneurs. We know what they need. We have 60 women that we've already invested in over the last 2.5 years. We've made investments into their business and to help them grow or start their business. And so we know what they need.
And we should note that the website is miwf.org. And if you need to grab a pencil and paper, I'm going to give that to you in just a moment. But Carolyn, what do you think is at stake if we do not get more women and minority investors and entrepreneurs up and running in Michigan? I'm wondering, what kind of untapped potential and resources might we be missing out on?
Well, what a shame to lose 50% of anything, right? You know, 50% is an F in anyone's book, right? You get 50% on a test, you failed it. And that's what I think is at stake here. What's at stake is turning our backs on 50% of the population that have good ideas. They just maybe haven't done it before. Maybe they've been in one of these wonderful corporations around town or around the state, but now they have a dream and an idea and a passion that they would like to actually turn into a business. I think we'll be far behind if we do not, as a state and frankly as a nation, if we don't tap the potential of the incredible group of women that are out there ready and willing to participate in rebuilding this economy.
The Entrepreneur U Business Plan and Pitch Competition for Southeast Michigan will be tomorrow. That's October 9th from 8 a.m. till noon at the Troy campus of Walsh College, and it is free and open to the public. And then there's a plan and pitch competition for West Michigan happening a week later. That's October 16th at Grand Valley State. And you can get all the details at the website of miwf.org. Carolyn Kasson's essay, meantime, you'll find it at the Next Idea page at MichiganRadio.org. Carolyn Kasson, Michigan Women's Foundation. It was great to have you with us on The Next Idea. Thanks so much.
Thank you.